Last time on Wings.
Thanks to this schedule right here, our wedding is going to run like a well-oiled machine. Right now, the cake is en route, the flowers are being delivered, and Brian is at the store picking up our tuxes.
You seduced me.
Me? Who's the one who crawled into my bed by mistake?
Can't wait for Casey to see me in this tux. No, today might just be the day I make my move.
What's wrong with us?
We're sick! I cannot believe that you slept with Casey.
Future porco! Okay, baby. You don't want Antonio Scarpacci? Fine. Here's a little taste of what you'll be missing.
What possessed you to put your hand in the toilet?
Your ring fell in.
Oh, hold on, baby. Don't let that sucker go.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Jamaica, beautiful. Look at this place.
Welcome to Jamaica, man.
Thanks. We have reservations, man.
Mr. and Mrs. Hackett. That's the first time I've ever said that joke. You say it.
Mr. and Mrs. Hackett. We're newlyweds.
No. Your room will be ready in a minute.
Great, thanks.
Oh, Joy, there's all kinds of things to do here. Look. Windsurfing, scuba diving.
Tennis, golf, parasailing. Wow, what do you want to do first?
There's no plan, no need to run, run, run. 'Cause all the fun is underneath the sun. And two can have much more fun than one in Sunland. What I said, and there's lots of time for laying round in bed. Use your body and relax your head. It's fun land. 'Cause everybody knows you don't need so much clothes. Take off your hat and shoes and do anything you choose. If for all you know you've got it made, here is where let your worries fade. A coconut, a pineapple in the shade in Sunland. Yeah, man, yeah, man. Na, 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 hey.
Oh, I can't believe we're leaving tomorrow. Where did this week go?
Well, between the parasailing, the snorkeling, the tennis.
Yeah. Maybe someday we'll come back here and actually do some of those things.
I'm so happy right now.
Oh, me too. Life is good.
Life is great.
Life sucks.
Jeez, Scarpacci, you look like hell. No one's seen you since the wedding. Are you okay?
Who cares? Hey,
buddy, I care. We had a pool going about what happened to you. I had $50 on drove cab off pier. So where you been all week?
Got arrested. Apparently it's a crime to pee off the lighthouse.
Damn. Lowell wins every pool.
So embarrassed. How can I ever face Joe and Helen again? And Casey? I've blown any chance I ever had with her.
No, you didn't. You never had a chance with her. If you two were Siamese twins, you couldn't get her into bed.
Excuse me, when do you think the next plane leaves for Boston? I'm on kind of a tight schedule.
You're in a tight schedule? Mm-hmm. You're in a tight schedule. I'm running this place single-handedly. Mm-hmm.
taking all the flights because Joe's on his honeymoon. I'm booking the reservations because Faye's on a senior's cruise. I'm even doing all the pre-flight checks because Lowell's also on vacation. But Hal, you want to take off now? We'll take off now. I've only been up for 28 hours straight. I was hoping to grab a cup of coffee, but hey, we got autopilot. Just do me a little favor. When you hear this sound, wake me.
No, no, please, take your time, because I can wait.
That's more like it. And thank you for flying Sandpiper. Hey, Antonio, thank God you're here. I thought you might have smashed cab into bridge abutment. Listen, about what happened with Casey at the wedding, I'm really sorry.
I should be apologizing to you, trying to drown you in the champagne waterfall.
Well, that wasn't me, that was Helen's uncle. Me, you tried to suffocate in the salmon mold.
Oh, God.
Just for the record, what happened between me and Casey was just a one-time thing, would never happen again. It was a horrible, perverted mistake, like Vietnam or Menudo.
Antonio, there you are. I've been looking for you. I was wondering if you could do me a little favor.
Me?
Yeah, I've been house-sitting for Joe and Helen, and they're coming home from their honeymoon tomorrow, and, well, I have to move back to Brian's.
You don't want to?
Please. I would rather have my face shoved into a champagne waterfall like my poor Uncle Frank. 12 years of sobriety and boom, right back to step one.
So, listen, so you were saying about helping you move?
Yeah. Boy, I would really appreciate it. And, you know, as thanks, maybe tomorrow I'll take you to lunch.
Lunch? You and me? At the same table?
So is it a date?
A date? I am so there.
That's great. And, you know, I know exactly where we can go because there is this new little place by the lighthouse.
The lighthouse? Well, okay. We just won't order from the seafood bar.
Casey, I think this is the last of it. And so I'll just take your stuff over to Brian's and see you tomorrow for lunch.
You sure I can't help you, then?
Ah, please, no. This is man's work.
Okay.
You know, don't take this personally, but you are the ugliest woman I've ever seen.
You know, and that's very amusing. I'll miss your witty repartee tomorrow when Casey and I are having lunch.
Hi.
Hi.
Just brought some of Joe's stuff over here so it'd be here when he got back.
Whatever.
Brian, this is ridiculous. I mean, we're going to be brother and sister-in-law for the rest of our lives. We can't just make believe nothing happened.
Sure we can. It's called denial. It's a guy thing. Here. Just watch, okay? Ask me what happened between us at the wedding.
What happened between us at the wedding?
What wedding? I'm sorry. Have we met? You see? You try it.
Look, if you don't want to talk, that's fine, but I mean, as long as we're going to be living under the same roof, we at least have to make some ground rules.
Oh, that's a good idea. Why don't you start with not taking off your clothes and jumping into my bed?
Oh, wait a minute. Are you actually under the delusion I can't keep my hands off of you?
You can't. And I've got the scratches on my back to prove it.
Hey, I'm not the one who can't keep his horsey in the corral.
Let me just put your mind at ease. When you're lying awake in your bed at night, me and old Paint will be across the hall catching some Z's. You happy?
Ecstatic.
Good.
Great.
What is happening here?
I don't know, but make it stop. Hurry.
Okay, just calm down, calm. We have to think of something that'll turn us off.
Yeah, like what?
It's gotta be horrible, repulsive, like that mung on your shower curtain.
Oh, disgusting. Hey, yeah, that's working. I've got one.
Okay.
The hole in the ozone layer.
What about it?
Well, it's getting bigger. It's a terrible thing.
Doesn't bother me.
Well, it should. I mean, don't you realize it's that kind of apathy that will affect future generations who are going to have to suffer? Because I did a bad one, didn't I?
You certainly did.
Oh, damn.
I know. You're hot, baby. I'm on fire.
Smoke?
Maybe after.
Run! Run!
Casey? Casey?
Fire!
Don't rush me!
No, you idiot! Fire! Fire!
Fire!
Fire!
Let's get out of here! Oh boy.
Hello.
What is that?
Well, it's a welcome home gift for Joe and Helen. It's a delightful assortment of soaps and potpourri.
A welcome home gift? Kitten. We already gave them a welcome home gift, remember? We burned their house down.
Just because your house burns down doesn't mean you don't appreciate a thoughtful gesture.
Okay. Been given this thing a lot of thought, and I think the thing to do is just tell Joe and Helen the truth about what happened to their house. It just blowed up.
Sister, okay? I'm not gonna lie to her.
Oh, fine. Okay, well, we'll just tell them what actually happened. Your bra landed on the fireplace screen and all the padding went up like kindling.
And who ripped it off and threw it there?
Oh, so that's my fault?
Well, it's not mine!
Oh, are we depraved?
Brian, what are we gonna do?
There's a supply closet in the back of the hangar.
Moron! I meant about Joe and Helen.
Oh. Well, we'll just tell them that it was an act of God. It's our word against God. Who are they going to believe? Trust me. No one ever has to know how this happened.
Is everything all right in here? I heard you two are alone. I figured this place could go up like a tinderbox.
Scarpacci, woo! What is the occasion?
Nothing much. Just having a little, lunch with Casey.
But hey, gee, doesn't she kind of have a thing with Hackett?
Oh, please. Brian was just a little speed bump on the highway to Antonio.
Listen, Scarpacci, she'll forget it. Now, I cannot say this to your face. I can't turn around.
Thank you.
well, well.
Hey.
If it isn't the happy honeymooners, how was it?
Oh, Jamaica was beautiful. The weather was perfect. The people were friendly.
Never left the room, huh?
Once. For ice.
Hey, how was the honeymoon?
The honeymoon was... It was the happiest, most romantic week of my entire...
Well, that was then, this is now. Listen, I really have to talk to you.
All right, okay, look, I know what's on your mind. All that lousy stuff I said to you at the wedding, you suck, all that. Well, I was just nervous. I took it out on you. Forgive me.
It's all right. We all make mistakes. Remember that.
Brian, look, Helen gave me a T-shirt. Okay.
If you can't stand the heat, get out of Jamaica.
Oh, man, is that hilarious?
I'm laughing.
Joe, wait. Here, honey, show them this other thing we got.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. The Hacketts. Oh. Isn't it cute? That's us.
That's going to go right on our front door.
We have to find it first.
Yeah, Joe, I really have to see you in the office.
I have plenty of time to catch up with Joe later. Right now, I just want to go to my own home and get in my bed. After all this traveling, I am burned out.
You have no idea.
Joe, Helen, please. There's something I'd really have to say to you. Yes? Welcome home.
Yeah, welcome home.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll call you later.
Oh, yes, you will.
Where are they already?
It's the waiting. It's the waiting that drives you crazy. That's the hard part. The waiting. Where are you going?
Well, I was just gonna put out some chocolates, make it nice for when they come.
Ooh, good idea, Casey. Nothing makes up for rubble like a box of candy. Here we go.
Joe, the house just burnt down.
Yes, honey, I know.
Brian,
did you know that our house burned down?
Yeah, I did. Kinda. What's holding up those chocolates?
Well, why didn't you tell us?
Well, I wanted to, but you guys look so happy with your cute little T-shirts and your goofy driftwood sign that I just didn't have the heart.
The house just whoosh, just burned down.
Yes, honey, I know. Brian, what happened? Was it a gas explosion, a lightning storm?
Sure.
Oh, my God. I bet it was the wiring. Oh, that fuse panel was so old, I was going to replace it, and I put it off. Oh, God, this was my fault.
Hey. Don't beat yourself up.
House burned down. Bet it was fire.
Yes. Honey, we're pretty sure about that. Now, just hold on, okay? It's almost 6 o'clock. In 10 minutes, the doctor said you could take another big pill.
Joe, Helen, you're here. Chocolate turtle.
Casey, we know about the fire.
Wait, you told him without me? I thought we agreed.
But Casey, shush.
What are you shushing me for? What did he tell you? This was my fault? He's trying to pin this on me, isn't he? Well, he is the one who threw my bra in the fireplace. You know, I told him that the house was on fire, but he wouldn't listen to me. This is not my fault. Oh, please don't hurt me.
You did this?
It was an accident. This was one of those freaky bra in the fireplace things you always read about.
You know what? Why don't we just get you on upstairs and put you in a nice hot bath? Okay, Mr. Fern can come too.
When these pills wear off, I'm gonna be so mad at you.
Wow. Wow. This is really amazing. You and Casey were having sex, and you set the house on fire.
You burned Helen's house to the ground.
Oops.
Oh, wow, man. When I was engaged to Carol and you ran off with her, well, I thought that was pretty bad.
Small potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, man. You really topped yourself this time. Not only were you not man enough to admit it, but you were ready to let me believe it was my fault.
Joe, I know it looks bad, but I swear to you, I will do everything in my power to make it up to you.
No, please. I'll
buy you another house. I'll build you another house. This is half Casey's fault.
Brian, shut up! You know, all our life, it has been the same pattern. You screw up, I get mad, you apologize, I forgive you, then I get stuck cleaning up the mess.
Well, it's not just me anymore. I have a wife now. Someday I hope to have a family. This time it was the house. What's it going to be next? My children? That's a chance I can't afford to take. I just don't have it in me anymore. What are you saying? I'm saying I want you out of my life. Come on. You don't mean that. We'll get past all this. I'll buy you out of your share of the house and Sandpiper, and you can get on with your life. And I can get on with mine. Hey, Joey.
No.
We're done.